The Orphans will begin after these short messages.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We'd like to thank our patrons, Lost with Two Faces, Noah Andrews, and Max Breyer, for their support in making this series possible. If you'd like to join them and get ad-free listening, production updates, and even more, then head over to patreon.com/lightandtragic.
How much further?
2 minutes. You sure you saw smoke?
Yes. It was coming. Oh, right for the camp.
What are you doing?
Put that fire out!
It's fine. Nora's not around to have a go at you.
Are you absolutely insane?
Hey.
The smoke. The dogs will see the smoke.
But it...
Do you know what you just did?
We were just...
You have just killed us!
How dare you? Olivia was just cooking. She's hardly committing murder.
Oh, shut up! Val! Jeffrey!
Yes?
What is it?
Grab a weapon. We may have some company.
What is that?
Sounds humanoid.
Any readings, Jeffrey?
Negative.
Stop there!
It's us!
Come on through.
What happened?
Well, Olivia and Richard decided it would be a brilliant idea to start a fire.
Idiots!
Oi!
Back off. Remember those things that killed most of the people who actually managed to survive that crash? Those things that we were so incredibly lucky to get away from, you just led them straight to us!
No.
Yes.
How far out?
We have about 10 minutes. Let's get geared up.
Right. Everybody grab a weapon, but only if you know how to use it.
Will, Valerie, I want you two at first line of defence. Anything comes through, you two take it down. Jeffrey and I will flank up on you and provide support. Baz, Richard, I need you two pointing your weapons up. Anything tries coming down from up top, you let them have it, and don't you dare be quiet about it. Olivia, I need you on ammo. Bring people reloads when they need it, okay? Keep armed while you do it. Got it? Good. Let's survive, people.
Nora, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean...
I really don't care what you meant. You did it. So gear up and help us fix this.
Okay.
People got into position quickly. I was actually very proud. Then we waited.
I stared into the trees until my eyes started to water. I couldn't see a thing.
I saw trees above me. The leaves were twisting and taunting. The forest suddenly fell quiet, like every creature had been extinguished with a snap of a finger.
All life forms surrounding the forest ceased their calls. The reading suggests that within a period of 0.5 seconds, all insect and animal life in the immediate vicinity became silent.
It was preparing, hiding from us. I saw Nora flanking behind William. Typical that she was afraid of the front line. Not brave enough, I guess.
We weren't alone. Something was there. The wind blew this smell of rotting flesh towards us.
It was so strong, nothing else registers when that smell hits you. I looked and saw all these people waiting. They were ready to die for some stupid mistake I made.
And then it came. Got a good chunk out of William. But none of us have been killed. Yet. It stormed full speed into the camp, knocking me aside.
It ran straight at me and Richard. We both dived out the way, just in time.
It kept taking round after round, but it wasn't going down.
It knocked Richard into a tree and pounced on me. Its jaws opened and I saw why I could take such a hit. It plunged down on me.
No! Shot removed its jaw before it could take Baz and it turned on me.
Olivia, get down!
I jumped clear over Olivia's head. Leaping onto its back, my blade in hand, I swung. The laser edge burned through the creature's neck, severing its head. I leapt off as it hit the ground.
The Orphans, Episode 3, Mistakes.
Olivia, get William and take care of that bite. On it. Baz, what are you doing? Get away from it. It could still be alive.
I cut its head off. It's not going anywhere.
Grab the head. I need it.
Baz, what are you doing?
Jeffrey, can I get you over here? I need your analysis.
Baz, what is it?
It's a robot. They're all robots. Val, give me your blade.
No, you'll probably cut your hand off.
Just give it to him, Val.
What are you hypothesizing?
When it tried to take my head off, I got a look inside. I think that these things are nothing but metal skeletons with some fancy vocal simulations.
That would explain the dog's ability to take such a large number of rounds.
I sliced the firm flesh. It split to reveal a layer of muscle. The same smell of decay came pouring out of it.
It's got muscle. It can't be a robot.
Hang on. I dug in deeper. The muscle curdled like milk.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Inside was a mass of wires and electronic parts. There were vials of liquid attached to a hypodermic needle. It was made up of some sort of metal skeleton, some serious hydraulics and surveillance tech.
What is it?
It appears that we are dealing with a robotic creation fused with biological material to disguise its true nature.
That makes no sense. Why would someone go to that much trouble?
It's rudimentary enough. Observe the mechanics. It seems engineered to do damage. Very little machinery is in place to function in a utilitarian way. This robot was designed to kill, very efficiently as well.
But why not just send the cloaked bot? What's the point in sending some animal hybrid?
That is unclear.
Hang on. What's a robot doing here anyway? Isn't this place meant to be uninhabited?
Clearly not.
Nora, we have to tell them.
Tell us what?
When we scavenged the ship, Baz and I saw a structure out of the bridge. We looked today, and that's where these creatures are coming from.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that Baz and I think that there may be intelligent life on this planet. And if today is any indication, they're hostile.
Mm-hmm.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jeffrey, can I speak with you for a moment?
Yes.
Are there any scans you can do to detect these creatures? Even in close quarters?
The most effective test I can think of is your heartbeat. If it stops, there is most likely one rather close.
Oh, come on, Jeffrey, give me something. Do they emit a signal? Anything?
Nora, I have the same approximate knowledge of these creatures as you. I cannot simply conjure information because I have a mechanical brain rather than a biological one.
Fine. Then, can you help Baz dissect the one we do have? See if anything works? We need to move everyone to a safer location, and I'd rather we have some warning before we have to go back to battle.
Very well, then.
Thank you. Richard, can I speak to you, please?
What is it?
I've just spoken to Olivia. It looks like it's going to take longer than we first thought for Will's arm to heal. He could be out of action for a while.
That's a shame.
He's lucky. He could have died.
Why are you telling me this?
Listen, I need your help. With Will out, I need someone to help me get everyone to a safer location.
Who elected you leader?
Excuse me?
I'm just saying that maybe someone else should try being leader. All you've done for us is lie and get us hurt.
You do realise that the reason Will is hurt is because of you and Olivia, who decided it was a smart idea to start a fire leading the dog straight to our door. You are the reason we have to move in the first place, because you revealed our location. What happens when the natives realise their killing machine hasn't returned? They're going to come back for us! Richard, you have caused more problems than you are worth, so don't go throwing all this who elected me shit. You have more penance to pay to this group. So are you going to help us or not?
Fine.
Prick.
Nora had made the right call. A while after the group had left the camp, we heard these massive roars coming from where we had just been. I was banged up pretty badly, Val and that tin can carried me on a stretcher. I wouldn't be going anywhere anytime soon.
You're right, Jeffrey.
Well, I am in the middle of an alien forest with no foreseeable way out with a group of humans whom I dislike.
You love us, really?
I see no point in deluding you.
How can you resist our charm?
How exactly are you charming?
You know, a motley crew of chipper young people. What's not to love?
All of it?
You have a simple point.
I highly doubt that.
Jeffrey, how could you not see the charm of Will? Like the way he just lays there while we do all the work.
Ha. Ha. Humorous.
You're so fucking heavy as well. Shit, are you alright?
No, I'm fine. It's just my fucking feelings are hurt.
Aw. Do you want me to kiss it better?
I would have expected such a large human to have thicker skin.
I've had enough of you two. Let's get me that one piece.
Sensors have detected a sonic frequency identical with that of a flowing, non-viscous liquid.
So you can hear water?
Yes.
Where?
I am unsure. The trees are reverberating the sound.
Can you find it?
I cannot. I am supporting William.
Well, put him down.
Ah. That is rather logical.
Everyone, Baz is in charge until I get back. Jeffrey, let's go.
Very well. Follow me. The signature is growing closer.
I think I can hear it too.
The signal is reverberating too harshly off the tight trees. I believe...
There it is.
What? Oh.
It was a 4-foot-wide stream. It looked deep enough to go up to my knees. Finally, we had found something good. Olivia, how are we doing for food rations?
We have enough for about another week. There wasn't much that was salvageable.
Really?
Yeah. The seeds you got were great, but won't be ready to eat until twice that time minimum. Most of the stuff on the ship was perishable, according to Will.
Yeah, he's right. Okay, what can we do?
Well, we could try and find stuff that's growing around here, try and harvest. Maybe hunt a few animals. It wouldn't be impossible, but by the looks of the forest, most things don't grow fruit. And if they do, we have no way of knowing if they're edible or not. This is an ecosystem we know nothing about. I don't know how safe it would be to try and harvest these things.
Okay. What about the dog? Any of the meat edible?
No. It was all putrid.
What are we gonna do?
I really don't know.
Leave it with me.
Nora. I'm so sorry about the fire. I wasn't thinking.
It's okay, Liv. I'm sorry I was so hard on you.
No, it's okay. I could have got people killed. We're really lucky no one died. I promise from now on you can count on me. I don't want to let the group down again.
Thanks, Liv. I appreciate that.
Baz, look at the creature's head.
What?
It contains what seems to be a device that emits low-level radiation. Nothing harmful, but it's tuned to a very specific wavelength. Something unused by any other device I have catalogued.
That's strange. What does it do?
That's just it. It appears to serve no function other than to emit this form of radiation.
But why?
As much as my ego hates to admit it, I do not know.
That is strange. But look at this. The creatures have the same interface as you do. The exact same connection port.
That's not unusual. It is a practically universal connection.
But wouldn't that suggest that they have some way of connecting you to a secondary processing unit? If we get one of those, I could access your controls directly, maybe getting your homing signal to work.
Nor the dogs could tear your tiny little human head off.
Oh.
Apologies, Baz. I am merely expressing the opposing view of this argument. It is quite likely that if we attempt to retrieve technology from whatever intelligent life is on this planet, you or someone else will be killed.
You're right. But we could get off this planet.
How do we know what is off this planet is any better than what is on it?
Perhaps you would be better served to stay on this planet and try to survive.
We can't just give up.
Why? Why would you sacrifice your life for a world you don't even know? You idealize a society that clearly does not care for you. Where is the rescue? Where are the other humans to look after you? The logical answer is that these humans either do not exist or care so little about you that they will not send help. Your simple human brain sees these ideals and does not understand the logical facts of the situation.
Jeffrey, you're falling apart. Let me help. If there really is nothing out there, then what hope is there? I may as well kill myself and be done with it. I have to think that somewhere out there is a hope for me, for you, for all of us. Otherwise, nothing's worth it.
I suppose.
We can make it off this place. I know it.
Thank you for listening to The Orphans. This episode was written and directed by Zachary Fortas-Gaum. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/lightandtragic, where you can get ad-free listening, production updates, and a lot more. You can also head to the link in the description to find our merch store and our Discord fans server. Amy Kember was Nora. Alex Bird was Baz. James Barbarossa was Jeffrey. Gavin Richards was Richard. Ruby Parker Harbord was Valerie. Declan Galpin was William. And Laura Gerling was Olivia. The music in this series is by James Barbarossa. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by going to @orphansaudio. Thank you for listening, and this has been a Light and Tragic production.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.